This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday unleashed another extended verbal attack on his opponent in the November election, claiming that the Democratic Party nominees Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, in his words, should immediately apologize for the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric. Biden said on Monday he would like to see a vaccine tomorrow, even if it cost him the election. But, he said, if we do have a really good vaccine, people are going to be reluctant to take it because the president's repeated misstatements and falsehoods with respect to the virus, in his words, are undermining public confidence. Mr. Trump, holding his first news conference on the north portico of the White House, said that contrary to what he called political lies, any vaccine approved for mass inoculation by the federal government will be, in his words, very safe and very effective. The Republican and Democratic Party nominees made their remarks as the presidential campaign turned to the home stretch on the annual Labor Day holiday. It's a time when the COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, is still killing about 1,000 Americans every day. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis said in a statement on Monday that they will suspend all United Nations and humanitarian flights to Sana'a International Airport as of Wednesday. The Iran-aligned Houthi movement took over the capital Sana'a in the north and most major cities in 2014 after ousting the internationally recognized government. Since then, only the United Nations and humanitarian flights have been allowed by the Saudi-led coalition, which controls the Yemeni airspace, to land there. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. There's also an app.